Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast, brought to you by WP Gears. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Today we're going to talk about the different types of website caching and how to clear them. Tim, tell me what server-side caching is.
Yeah, absolutely. So basically, caching, and there's different types of caching. We're going to go through them. But most of the time, when someone's referring to caching or clearing your cache, they're probably talking about the server-level cache. And so there's different types or things that go into it. But essentially, high-level overview, a WordPress website can out of the box load kind of slow, because every time you load a page, it has to go to the database to check and get the most recent content, make sure that they have the content, and then it builds it dynamically on the fly. Where when you install some sort of caching plugin, whether it's a plugin itself or it's at the server level, well, then it will essentially take a copy of that page. So once the page loads once, it'll take a copy of it. And then the next time that someone else visits that page, it's going to show them the copy instead of having to go and build the live one. And so that makes it load a lot quicker than having to go to the database on every single page load. And so there's different ways to do server-side caching. The most common is to use a WordPress caching plugin. In tomorrow's episode, we're going to talk about some of the best ones, so stay tuned for that. But essentially, in terms of how to clear the cache, well, if you're using a caching plugin, then you're going to need to use the built-in functionality to clear the cache. So if you're using Hummingbird, for example, they're going to have a clear cache button. If you're using WP Rocket, and so they might have some different options, but that's essentially what you're looking for when someone says clear your cache, is to clear the cache of the plugin. If you're using a host like WP Engine or Flywheel, they're going to have a control somewhere built into the install. Like WP Engine has their page within every WordPress install on their hosting where you can go, you can clear cache, and it's essentially the same thing. It's just you don't have any of the controls like you would with a caching plugin, because it's done at the server level.
Next is a browser cache. So this is very simple. Depending on the type of browser that you're using, you're going to go into the browser history and clear the cache. I got to be honest, I hate doing this because it always resets all of my damn passwords and I have to re-log into everything. I know there's a checkbox that allows you to stay logged in, but it never seems to work for me and I end up always clearing out everything. So occasionally you need to reset your browser cache, because even though you've cleared the server-side cache, as Tim said, sometimes you still show a cached version and you need to go in and just clear the browser cache. And a lot of times that'll solve the problem for you. So depending on the browser you're using, go to the history and wipe it out. Clear all browsing data.
Yeah. And this exact thing actually happened yesterday to me and David for WPGears.com. We had a new version of the homepage that was sent live, and our team told us, hey, it's live, go check it out. And we looked and it wasn't. And so we went and we cleared the server-side cache. Okay, we're still seeing the old version. And then, okay, it must be browser cache. And you can clear browser cache. Sometimes what I like to do is to see if it is browser cache, I'll open up a new incognito window, a new private browsing window. You know, each browser calls it something a little bit different. And then that will basically show you a new session without any cache, without any cookies, without anything like that. So then you can see that, oh, okay, I'm seeing the version I'm supposed to be seeing in this incognito private browsing session. Well, then it must be browser cache then. Your non-incognito, your normal browser has a version of that page cached in it. And so browser cache can be annoying because it's not easy to see if it is. But if you do that little hack where you either look in another browser entirely that you haven't been on that page in a while, or you do the incognito private browsing, that way you can see right away. The last type of caching is a CDN or Cloudflare, which Cloudflare is kind of a version of a CDN. And so a CDN will cache your images and your CSS and your JavaScript, and Cloudflare will do that as well. And so sometimes you do the server cache, the plugin cache, you do the browser cache, and you're still seeing something that's not quite right. And so then you go to your CDN, or if you're using Cloudflare, log into Cloudflare and just go to the purge cache. So Cloudflare has a setting where you can, in it's a caching setting, and you can purge just a page, or you can purge the entire website cache. And that will make sure that they go and fetch new versions of the CSS, the images, anything that they've cached. And that way you're going to see the most recent version. I've had that happen a few times where everything else has been cleared and I'm still seeing the old version and it gets hung up in Cloudflare. And so that's kind of the final step.
And we're going to put a couple of links in our show notes because our good friends over at Hello WP Podcast did an awesome episode called Hello Cache. That's the WPMU dev team, in case you're wondering. And they also have another blog post written, Understanding Caching in WordPress, part one, the basics. We're going to link to those couple of, the podcast episode. Obviously, we highly recommend listening to the podcast. It's awesome. And check out the blog post if you want to know more about cache. Tomorrow, we're going to talk about the best WordPress caching plugin for 2019. Tim, until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.